Your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Chance for snow today, otherwise mainly cloudy. Highs level off around 29, winds out of the north 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 13. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. Bright sunshine expected again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 55. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Biden administration's Indo-Pacific strategy may benefit U.S. agriculture, but more can be done in the region. Michael Clements shares more.
The American Farm Bureau Federation calls the Biden administration's Indo-Pacific strategy a good first step, with more action needed. Dave Salmonson, AFBF Senior Director of Congressional Relations, says the strategy outlines a solid foundation for building relationships with the countries in the Indo-Pacific.
Well, the Indo-Pacific strategy is a new approach from the Biden administration, primarily meant to try and counter and compete with China. So it's trying to work closer with allies, other partner countries in the region to boost the security status, to enhance economic engagement, and put the U.S. on a better footing throughout the Indo-Pacific region.
Salmonson says the strategy seeks to form closer partnerships,
whether it's security-oriented, economic-oriented, and it's supposed to deal with things like making sure that supply chains continue uninterrupted, deal with labor, environmental issues, digital commerce, trade issues. So it's a way of approaching the U.S. economy and the economy of the region as they go forward, always keeping an eye on the actions of China in the region.
While the strategy has some potential benefits for agriculture, Salmonson says the U.S. is long overdue for a binding multilateral trade agreement with the Indo-Pacific.
What it doesn't include is a notion of having negotiations towards binding trade agreements. The administration has decided, at least so far, not to rejoin the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and that's something that Farm Bureau is strongly in favor of. And we want to see this develop so that we have binding commitment among nations and expand opportunities for U.S. agricultural exports.
Michael Clements, Washington.
That is an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Garden City Police said there will be an increased presence at the Charles O. Stones Intermediate Center today following the investigation of a school threat. Several students reported to school personnel that an 11-year-old student had made threats against the school. Disciplinary action has been taken by the school for the 11-year-old student. The Garden City Police Department at USD 457 encouraged parents to remind their children to immediately report any information about any school-related incidents to administrators, staff, and/or the Garden City Police Department. With the winter weather upon us, drivers need to make sure their headlights are on when snow is flying. Many newer cars have automatic lights that work through sensors. If there is reliable light striking the sensor, the car's lights may not illuminate. Instead, you should make sure your lights are on by switching them on manually. According to Kansas law, when windshield wipers are being used due to rain, sleet, or snow, your headlights must be on too. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A Wichita woman who fatally shot a man accused of beating her adult son with a baseball bat has been sentenced to more than 16 years in prison. The Wichita Eagle reports that a judge on Wednesday sentenced 43-year-old Amber Ahrens for the 2020 shooting death of 53-year-old David Letty. Ahrens had pleaded guilty in November to second-degree murder and a weapons count in Letty's death. Police have said that the shooting happened June 17th of 2020 after Ahrens' 19-year-old son and Letty had fought earlier in the day. Ahrens has said she shot Letty in the head after she confronted him and he threatened to beat her too. A second person has been arrested in connection to the February 10th shooting at 21st and Mays in Wichita, as according to Sedgwick County booking sheets. Diego Briseño of Wichita was arrested and booked on charges of aggravated battery, reckless bodily harm with a deadly weapon, and criminal possession of a firearm by a felon. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Officials in northeastern Nebraska say two Iowa residents have been killed in a crash near Crofton. The Sioux City Journal reports that the crash happened around noon Tuesday at a rural Cedar County intersection about 4 miles east of Crofton. Cedar County Sheriff's investigators say a 90-year-old Orleans, Nebraska man was southbound and approaching the intersection when he was hit by an eastbound car. The driver of the car, 74-year-old William Koontz of Sioux City, was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger in his car, 71-year-old Anita Koontz of Sioux City, was taken to a hospital in Yankton, South Dakota, where she was pronounced dead. The driver of the pickup was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The Nebraska Humane Society says two people were arrested after an investigation that began when nearly 90 neglected animals and 40 dead animals were found in an Omaha home last month. 30-year-old Sierra Lang and 35-year-old Tremaine Thomas were arrested on Monday on felony cruelty to animal warrants. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out. And unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, maximum outdoor equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville was among 40 Kansas communities receiving nearly $18 million in community block development grant funds announced Friday. The city is to receive $600,000 toward a proposed $3.8 million renovation of the city sewer system, including a new lagoon cell, wetland development, screening, and a new lift station, which will bring the current system into compliance with state environmental regulations. Loan proceeds from the American Recovery Plan Act through the Kansas Department of Health and Environment may also be used toward the project. Mayor Jason Barnes and Sewer and Water Superintendent Kent Margman attended a presentation ceremony with the Kansas governor last week. Several hundred northern Riley County residents met with county commissioners at a special meeting in Leonardville last Thursday, expressing the need for stepped-up local ambulance service. EMS currently serves all of Riley County from four facilities in Manhattan, and concerns with excessive wait times for calls were shared. Riley County USD 378 and Blue Valley District 384 schools highlighted the hundreds of students in their districts, as well as additional thousands of parents and fans of various events, all impacted when ambulance services are required. A number of other residents shared concerns and personal accounts of issues. Raleigh County EMS Director David Adams proposed placing two new employees at the Leonardville Fire Station, providing them with an ambulance as well as a cardiac monitor and CPR device. Employees would work 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. to respond to calls from Northern Raleigh County residents. County commissioners indicated they've been discussing this topic, and they plan to talk about it when they heard from community members further. Washington County authorities arrested a Hanover man, Joseph Colby Cormack, last Friday after responding to a domestic call in Hanover. Cormack was arrested for mistreatment of a dependent adult and domestic battery and remains in the Washington County Jail awaiting court appearance to set bond. He was the social studies teacher at Hanover. The 75th annual meeting of the Nemaha County Conservation District is planned Thursday with a meal at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Seneca. The Sean and Kelly Becker family and Ryan and Amanda Brockstrom family will be presented with a Soil Conservation Award. The Buffer Award will go to the Kent and Morgan Burdick family. Darren Runnebaum will be recognized with the Grassland Award. Water Quality to Haug Cattle and Grain. Windbreak to Bill and Dora Gross. And the Wildlife Habitat Award will be presented to Henry Family Farms. The New Year's baby at the Washington County Hospital arrived February 5th with a boy born to Jacob and Sarah Kimbrough of Washington. Winter homecoming festivities held recently at several area high schools. At Valley Heights, Queen candidates were Haley Brooks, Maddie Vermitten, and Hallie Borgerning, with King candidates Aiden Nemechek, Connor Howes, and Caleb Hornkuhl. At Frankfort, Queen candidates were Julia Studer, Abby Rose, and Morgan Joseph, with King candidates Cody Rogers, Keller Holson, and Caden Dollinghouse. At Hanover, Taven Stahlbaumer was crowned Queen, with other candidates Macy Holly and Kendall Bruna. King was Cole Meyer, with Trigan Graw and Chase Bruna other candidates. At Washington County, Michaela Juniman was Queen, with candidates Corey Miller and Laura Scupa. King was Dustin Betts, along with candidates Cody Metz and Mason Miller. Marvin D. Feldhausen, senior, age 80, of Beatrice, formerly of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 9 a.m., at the Fox Funeral Home in Beatrice, burial in the Waterville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 8 until 8, at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Feldhausen, senior. Jennifer M. Horn, age 44, of Bremen, passed away February 9th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville with a rosary at 9:30. Masks will be required. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jen Horn. Linda M. Schultz, age 60, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Monday at 2:30. From St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wymore. Mass will be live-streamed on the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home's Facebook page, burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 6:30 until 8, with a rosary at 8 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Linda Schultz. Constance P. Schneider, age 82, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service is pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Connie Schneider.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As this low-pressure system continues to progress throughout the day, we will continue to see cloudy skies and cooler temperatures. Winds will be fairly breezy out of the north between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 30. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper teens and mid-20s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s to lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the mid-20s to mid-30s throughout Kansas, and the lower 20s to lower 60s throughout Missouri. This low-pressure system will bring heavy rainfall, snow showers, and even thunderstorms throughout the Midwest, and a chance for some mixed precipitation, including sleet and freezing rain. Temperatures will start to drop fairly quickly throughout the afternoon, causing extremely hazardous conditions throughout Missouri. Temperatures will stay cooler throughout the overnight hours before warming up extremely quickly throughout Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February 45, record high in this date 72. The average low 22 and the record low 18 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:18. Sunset this evening at 6:05.
Venus steals the show in February's night sky. A detailed look at that and other sky highlights next on the Old Farmer's Almanac. Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 17th, the 48th day of the year. Musician Ed Sheeran has a birthday, and in 1936, the mercury dropped to 58 below in McIntosh, South Dakota, the coldest ever recorded in the state. If it's a little milder where you are, step outdoors and set your eyes on the night skies this month. You'll spy dazzling Venus just above a dim orange Mars and the slender waning crescent moon on the 27th, followed on the next morning by an even thinner moon floating just beneath Mercury, with Saturn to its left and the Venus-Mars duo to its right. Venus's brilliance at its brightest of the year during mid-month grabs the attention of anyone gazing east before dawn. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more stargazing tips at almanac.com.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Brad Christian Insurance and Investments is cheering loudly for the talented and spirited Wilbur Clatonia Wolverines winter sports teams. Good luck in all the events this week. From Brad Christian Insurance and Investments in Clatonia, specializing in senior-related services, IRA rollovers, Medicare supplements, and estate planning. SunMart is proud of the Falls City Tigers and Sacred Heart Irish winter sports athletes, and will be cheering as the boys and girls compete in upcoming events. These students have the ability, skills, and determination to succeed in all that they set their minds to, on or off the field. SunMart in Falls City. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart. Colonial Acres is proud to cheer for the HTRS school's winter sports teams. The athletes' sportsmanship, skills, sharpness, and team spirit are sure to result in triumphant victories at this week's events. Good luck and let's go Titans. From Colonial Acres in Humboldt, always proud to support the talented athletes and scholars.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Wichita State returns to Fifth Third Arena for the first time in 2 years tonight for an American Athletic Conference clash with the Cincinnati Bearcats. A WSU win would be the first AAC road win of the year. They're currently 0-3, and it's first in three visits to Fifth Third Arena. WSU is 2-8 versus Cincinnati since joining the AAC, but six of those losses were one-possession games within the final minute. Tip-off tonight, 6 o'clock. It'll be broadcast on ESPN2. Kansas basketball coach Bill Self's weekly update on the status of injured guard Remy Martin brought no new clarity to the situation. Martin has missed the last 5 games entirely and was limited drastically in a handful of games before that because of a bone bruise in his right knee. He suffered the injury in a December 29th win over Nevada. The Jayhawks' next game is Saturday, 7 o'clock, as they travel to West Virginia. The game will be broadcast on ESPN. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are 3 times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
It all starts on Friday. That's when Kansas State baseball officially opens year 4 of the Pete Hughes era by taking on 2021 College World Series participant Arizona in the 2022 State Farm College Baseball Showdown at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. K-State returns 11 letter winners, including 13 preseason All-American Dylan Phillips, and welcomes 25 newcomers, including 13 freshmen, 4 junior college transfers, and 8 Division I transfers to a program that has amassed a 69-63 record under Hughes. The Wildcats are picked 7th in the Big 12 Conference preseason poll. Former Washburn football player Michael Wilhoit was interviewed for the Saints defensive coordinator opening, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Wilhoit is currently the linebackers coach for the L.A. Chargers. He played in the NFL for 6 years, primarily with the 49ers. Wilhoit is also a Highland Park High School alum. He played at Washburn from 2005 to 2009. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Thursday night basketball broadcast, Marysville hosting Centralia. Friday, Chapman at Marysville, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Macrame and houseplants are back in vogue. If you gardened in the 70s or know someone who did, chances are they had houseplants, many of which were supported with homemade macrame plant hangers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Gardeners know the benefit of growing things, and this includes houseplants. More people are buying houseplants for their beauty and health benefits. High light, low maintenance succulents got many people growing indoors. But now people are adding easy care Sansevieria, you may know it as snake plant, and large floor plants like fiddle leaf fig to the mix. You'll find old time favorites, new and interesting varieties of these, and unusual tropicals next time you shop. Just match the plant to the light conditions and the water that that plant needs. And once you taste success, you just might find yourself filling every bright spot with the green plant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The four great courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets, cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
February is, of course, the month noted for love. It's the month we celebrate Valentine's Day. There are many weddings that take place during the week of Valentine's, and today we head to a chapel that set a wedding record one February. It's this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
On the grounds of the Clark County Museum in Henderson, Nevada, rests a Valentine's record breaker.
The wedding chapel we have holds the record for the largest number of weddings in a single day. It had over 400 weddings in one day. And these are successive weddings, not at the same time.
Curator Mark Hall Patton is speaking of the Candlelight Wedding Chapel that was moved here from the Las Vegas Strip back in 2007. On a Saturday Valentine's Day in 1987, the chapel performed wedding ceremonies for 18 straight hours.
I've talked to the lady that did all the weddings. Dolly said she got 10 minutes off to get changed, and she got one piece of pizza to eat. Beyond that, she was doing weddings every 2.5 minutes.
The chapel didn't plan to set a record. A weekend date and good marketing combined for a hectic day.
The Candlelight Wedding Chapel always did a lot of advertising. They were the first ones to have an 800 number.
The chapel sat on the strip next to the Riviera Hotel.
They could wait in the motel, and they would call over, and they had one couple outside, one couple in the foyer, one couple getting married. The ones getting married would go out the side door, the foyer would come in, and they just churned them through all day long.
Some of those who were married are part of the historical exhibit today.
I'm sure for everybody that got married, it was the most meaningful 2.5 minutes of their lives. What's nice now is many of these folks are still married. If they come back to the museum and they'll let us copy their wedding picture and their wedding license, we actually have scrapbooks inside there.
It's a record-setting chapel in the city that hosts the most wedding ceremonies. Traveling the countryside in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCray.
Wilhelm Auction Service will conduct a sale of a large collection of guns, toys, coins, belt buckles, and other miscellaneous for Jerry Rice and others this Sunday, February 20th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. Coins and toys sell first. The guns will sell last. They will have some coins. Toys will include a number of John Deere tractors, Ertl, special edition, collector's edition models. Among the belt buckles, they have a variety of collectibles and series. In the guns and ammo, they have shotguns, rifles, pistols, a large assortment of ammo, plus a new compound bow, and a two-hole aluminum dog box. This public auction for Jerry Rice and others, conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service this Sunday, begins at 10 a.m. at the community building in Seneca. Again, coins and toys sell first. The guns will sell last with over 75 guns plus ammo. For additional details, go online to kansasauctions.net. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
KNDY.
Be on the lookout for mouse tunnels around your fruit trees. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Trunks and roots of apple trees are among the favorite meals for mice in the winter as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're not planning for the future, you're already falling behind. Thinking about what's next on your farm means staying one step ahead.
At Commodity Classic, you'll cultivate better strategies to modernize your operation, where you can focus on yield and take your profits to the next level. The future is in your hands when you join us in New Orleans, March 10th through 12th, 2022. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Of snow on the ground and you're just a little mouse, it's tough finding your next meal. But if you happen to be scampering around fruit trees, dinner is served. Apple trees especially have thin bark and are very easy to chew on. Ward Upham is an extension horticulturist at Kansas State University. He says mice will go after any prunings on the ground first. If there's snow covering the prunings, the rodents will focus on the tasty trunks.
They don't go deep into the tree. What they're after is that tissue that's just under the bark. But when they do that, they can damage the cambium and the phloem tissues, which can cut off the food supply to that root system. And that's what actually damages the tree. So what you're looking for is actual damage to the trunk. Now, it's going to be close to the ground, and you're going to see part of that trunk tissue chewed away.
If they gnaw all the way around the trunk, the damage can be severe enough to kill the tree. Upham says the best way to protect your fruit trees from mice is to deny them a place to hide.
First thing you do is just clean up around the tree. Make sure there's no grass, no weeds, because that's where they go to hide. These mice are prey for a number of our predators, such as foxes and coyotes, that can cut down on the population. So if you have all that area cleared out, you can reduce the population quite a bit just because predators can easily find them.
You can also use a physical barrier, such as hardware cloth around the trunk, so they can't get through it. Setting a mouse trap isn't a bad idea either. Upham recommends putting it inside a PVC pipe that's large enough to hold a trap, but small enough so wildlife and pets can't get to it. Learn more about protecting your fruit trees from rodent damage at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Tempted and tried, we oft made to wander why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. When death has come and taken our loved ones, it leaves our home so lonely and drear. Then do we wonder why others prosper, living so wicked year after year.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
A Kansas farmer values profit over yield. You'll hear from him today on Farm to Fork. As a grower, there are a lot of things you can't control. The weather, commodity prices, trade issues. But Trident Nitrogen Stabilizer from Verdesian Life Sciences helps you actually control the controllables. Trident protects against all three forms of nitrogen loss, thus making more nitrogen available to the plant and protecting your investment. Talk to your local ag retailer about Trident and control the controllables. Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Doug Kiesling's family has farmed near Chase, Kansas for five generations. Kiesling sums up the financial side of farming this way. It comes down to how many dollars per acre for inputs and how many for outputs.
I don't care about the coffee shop, about who made the highest bushels per acre. What I care about is when I go to my financial advisor or my bank that I'm the most profitable. And then I can continue to farm next year and I can pass it on to my children, you know, debt-free if I can. I think that's what most farmers want.
Kiesling has a good feeling about regenerative agriculture.
This is a movement within society that the farmers can get paid for capturing carbon and capturing other things that are the right thing to do. There will be a little bit of paperwork to do, but it will be beneficial to them in the end.
Kiesling says he sees so much mistrust in society these days, but he believes farmers still have the public's confidence.
The public trusts farmers because they know that they are the quiet ones out there doing the right thing. And I appreciate that.
Kiesling appeared in the National Sorghum Producers Smart Talk podcast, and we'll hear more from him tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville at 907 Broadway and in Beatrice at 115 North 6th Street.
FFA is a valuable forum for learning so much about agriculture, and Western National Bank wants to thank the Wymore FFA chapter leaders for helping the Wymore area youth develop an interest in ag management and the ag industry skills. From your friends at Western National Bank in Wymore, member FDIC.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the National Pork Board has held a recent webinar on the state of the U.S. pork industry overall. And Dr. Steve Meyer from the Partners for Production Agriculture was one of the panelists and said that demand is going to be a key factor for success going into the 2022 year.
Demand was the key in 21 and will be the key this year. Domestic consumer level demand and export demand are what drive wholesale pork demand. You can enhance either or both of those and help our demand situation dramatically. Export demand is driven by consumers. consumer demand in those importing countries and pork supplies in other exporting countries. And that's one of the things that we're never sure about, or in those importing countries as well, in the case of China. Wholesale demand drives hog demand, subject to relative prices, i.e. margins, other costs and operational capacity, and then any non-capacity constraints that might be out there.
He goes on to say that he expects domestic pork demand to be strong again for 2022, but there is one factor to keep an eye on for the year.
Well, I think it's going to be good. I've had my doubts about wholesale and hog demand in the fourth quarter, which were kind of leaning back toward pre-21 levels, but they have really rebounded very well in the last few weeks, and I think we're going to be good. Now, my concerns are, number one, inflation. Our prices being higher is not a real problem as long as we get the product sold. But when we have general inflation, then the cost of everything else goes up, and that leaves less money in consumers' pockets, and that could be an issue. Government payments last year and the year before were quite positive for incomes, and that's positive for demand. Will Congress renew those? Will there be any more government payments? We don't know. And I'm not taking a side one or way or the other. I'm just telling you that it is a factor in incomes, and incomes impact demand.
Finally, he goes on to talk about the pork price forecast for the year as well.
You can see our forecast up in the 90s, bumping 100. We're well below where the futures are right now, and they're very optimistic. I think what that spells is pricing opportunities for producers. There's a lot of folks that think that they will still go higher.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, we're celebrating President's Day all month long with a better way to buy. Receive the presidential treatment with a promise of exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, and transparent pricing. And February is the month to take advantage of the market and get a sweetheart of a deal, while every trade-in, including yours, is at its peak value. Worried you won't find the right new Kia for you? Midwest Kia has that problem solved for you, as we have over 200 new Kias available today. All with Kia's amazing 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. It's all part of reimagining the way a car dealership should be at Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. It's a better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and receive the presidential treatment and a sweetheart of a deal. You'll see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 Tandem Disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Robert Califf is one step closer to a second tenure as head of the Food and Drug Administration after the Senate voted 49-45 last night to advance the nomination. Califf served as FDA commissioner during the last year of the Obama administration. He was confirmed then by a vote of 89-4. This time around, he faced opposition from some senators, mostly Democrats, because of his ties to Big Pharma. And some Republicans turned against him over FDA's decision to ease access to abortion pills. FDA regulates 80% of the U.S. food supply, everything from meat, poultry, and even some egg products. U.S. negotiators continue to meet with their Chinese counterparts to try to get China to fulfill pledges it made under the Phase One trade deal, but it's been tough. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai told the U.S. Grains Council it's its annual meeting this week. She said that China's purchases have not fully met the level committed under the agreement, also stressed that they are difficult discussions. She noted that free trade agreements are one of the most well-known tools in the USTR toolbox, but did not directly address the possibility of negotiating any new trade pacts. Still, she did stress that she knows the U.S. ag sector is hungry for new markets and promised bilateral, multilateral, and regional engagement on behalf of farmers. The National Ag Statistics Service extending the deadline until March 7th for ag producers to respond to the National Ag Classification Survey. That will help NAS build a survey recipient list for the 2022 Census of Agriculture. The survey was mailed to more than a million households in December, and NAS said response is required under federal law by all who receive it, even if they're not a farmer or rancher. The original deadline was January 24th. That is an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Make sure your manure spreader is calibrated correctly. A 5-gallon bucket, some tarps, and a calculator are all you need on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you a farmer or rancher in the U.S. interested in a new revenue stream that is guaranteed for 10 years? Agora Carbon Alliance's national team of carbon farming experts can show you how by implementing simple practice changes like no-till, cover cropping, and grazing management. Contact your local on-the-ground Agora Carbon agronomist by visiting agorocarbonalliance.com.
There's no need to compromise on your seed decision. At Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct, we say no to zone pricing and yes to transparency, so your bottom line doesn't have to take a hit. Head to fbn.com/plant to find out how our seed lineup can help you save big on the diverse genetics your farm needs. Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Quality seed, honest prices, no compromise. Visit fbn.com/plant.
Nutrient load as you're spreading manure on your fields is important for the environment and for the bottom line. This is only achieved if the spreader is calibrated for the right application amount. Rory Lewandowski is an extension educator at Ohio State University. He says the application rate for manure spreaders is generally expressed as tons per acre or gallons per acre. When calibrating for gallons per acre, he says measuring capacity by weight is the most accurate.
We could figure the density of manure by taking like 5-gallon pail samples, weighing them and figuring out that density and then multiplying that density times weight to get a gallonage. The second method that could be used would be to use a mathematical formula to get volume. So if we know our length, width, and height of our spreader, we can figure out a volume in cubic feet, and then there are constants that we can multiply that by.
Pin down some tarps in the field to help calibrate solid manure spreaders.
We would make sure that they're placed far enough out in the field so that when we go over them, that we're at our normal operating speed that we're spreading at. We're going to drive over those tarps. We'd usually do this multiple times, 3 to 4 times, maybe 3 to 4 different tarps. We'd collect those tarps. Then we find that we've got, say, 13 pounds over a given area. And then there's a constant, again, that we multiply by. So we've got a formula. We'll come up with a tons per acre type of figure.
A manure nutrient analysis is another important part of the puzzle, so you know what's going into the soil. And be sure to credit nutrient contributions from other sources, such as legumes. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for manure spreader calibration at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Thursday today. Market's wrapping up in just a little bit in the grain market. We're still mostly higher on the boards right now, the way we started, but the growths have definitely slowed down a bit, and a little bit of red has slowly popped up in some areas. But for the most part, corn, wheat, and soybeans are still higher. March corn right now is in the green still by 1.25 cents, sitting at 648 and a quarter. We have Kansas City wheat for March up 14 and a half. At 822 and a half. Over in the bean market, March beans are up 2.25 at 1589 and three quarters. The meal right now is mostly lower, with March meal down 40 cents at 449 even, and the May in the red by 10 cents at 447 and 20 cents. Soybean oil a little bit lower here as well, with March oil down by a quarter right now at 66.72. The May in the red by 28 cents at 66 and 76 cents. Cotton market a little bit lower here. March cotton down 16 cents at 121.75, and the canola for March is down 560 at 10.03.60. And the oats market kind of mixed right now. March is down by 4.25 at 7.15, even a bushel. The May oats are in the green by 3.25 cents at 7.10 3/4. Over in the livestock market, things mostly lower here across the board for the live cattle and feeder cattle. We see a little bit of green popping up right now in the live cattle market, with February up 32 cents at 143.45. The April is down by 12 cents at 146.80. Feeder cattle a little bit lower here. March down 97 cents at 166.47. And the lean hogs are in the green for April by $1.75 right now, sitting at 107.15. U.S. dollar index a little bit higher today, kind of regaining some of the losses from yesterday, with the March index up 13 cents at 95.83. We have 30-year bonds in the green by a point right now at 151, and 10-year notes are in the green by just slightly, sitting at 126.11. So not too bad across those boards today. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, wrapping up today on a Thursday.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado.
Ask not what your vehicle can do for you, but what you can do for your vehicle.
What's that, honey?
The only thing we have to pack is gear. Gear itself.
I'm not sure I'm following.
Just warming up for the big BF Goodrich President's Day sale. It's just around the corner. You know what that means. Time to gear up for what's next. Between February 16th and the 23rd, get $70 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of 4 new select BF Goodrich all-terrain or performance tires. Or get $50 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of 4 new select BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. bfgoodrich.com/promotions-rebates for complete details. Offer expires February 23rd, 2022. Void where prohibited.
Fairbury Livestock Company proudly salutes the Fairbury and surrounding area FFA chapters for training their members in the many areas of agriculture. Today's FFA members are tomorrow's leaders in the field of agriculture. From your friends at Fairbury Livestock Company, check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
National FFA Week is February 19th through the 26th, and FFA students across the country will be sharing their stories. I'm National FFA President Cole Bearlocker from the state of Washington. National FFA Week is a time to share what FFA is and the impact it has on members every day. And because FFA and agricultural education prepare students for careers, leadership, and the ability to face what the future holds, that impact is profound. Share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week.
A salute to our local FFA members and chapters from the Animal Health Center in Washington, Marysville Mutual Insurance, Schroeder Collision Center, Blue Valley Technologies, JD Construction, M&R Auto Parts, and Andy's Hardware and Lumber.
So this is Marshall Tanking, and I'm a senior, and I am the chapter's reporter. I've learned a lot of leadership skills and everything, being towards the top of the officers and everything, and be able to coordinate events and have say in what we do and everything. Well, it feels good to know that I can help lead the chapter for future generations and help make FFA the best for everyone. Well, I'm looking forward to going out and experiencing more than just the high school life and being able to go out and use the skills I gained in school and FFA.
My name is Tegan Quigley. I am a junior at Centralia High School. I've learned a lot from FFA. I've learned a lot of leadership skills
Public speaking. I used to be terrible with public speaking. It gave me a lot of anxiety, but FFA has helped a lot with that. It makes me very proud to be part of an association that makes so much change in where I live. I am looking forward to being able to help people through helping their animals because I want to be a veterinarian.
A salute to our local FFA members and chapters from the Animal Health Center in Washington, Marysville Mutual Insurance, Schroeder Collision Center, Blue Valley Technologies, JD Construction, M&R Auto Parts, and Andy's Hardware and Lumber.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.